Hi everyone, my name is Andrea and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is December 19th of 2011. My home group is the midday matinee at Yana. I cannot sponsor yet, but I am being sponsored. And, okay, I never spoke before, so you just gotta work with me, people, okay? I'm freaking out. Let's see what it was like. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Not for very long, though. I don't remember much of it. My parents were having problems, so they wanted to start over and move from their problems or whatever, and we ended up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was pretty normal. I was an awkward little kid. I didn't have many friends, but like the family life was pretty normal. I had a stay-at-home mother. She was always there. My dad worked a lot. He wasn't around much, but I have two brothers and a sister, and we were all pretty close. Nothing really exciting. I guess it all kind of jumped off when I guess my parents couldn't deal anymore, and my mom decided to leave my dad. Most divorces you kind of see coming. I really didn't. I remember I came home from school one day and my bags were packed, and my mom and my sister were standing by the door, and they're like, "All right, let's go. Like, we're moving." I was like, "All right, well, like, when are we coming back? Like, are we going on vacation? What?" My mom's like, "No, like, go say goodbye to your brothers, go say goodbye to your dad. We're gonna up and move to Kentucky." I was like, "Oh, okay." And what I really remember about that day is walking into my bedroom to get the rest of my stuff, and my dad was sitting there, and he was in the corner, and he was just crying. And like, I was still kind of young, so I really didn't understand what was going on. And so I was like consoling him. I'm like, "Dad, it's gonna be okay. Like, we'll be back. Don't worry about it." And he's like, "Yeah, Andrea, like, it'll be okay." And so me and my mom packed it, and my older sister, and we moved to Kentucky, where my mom soon met my stepfather. We moved in with him and my stepsister. As I always said, I was kind of young, so I really didn't get the whole grip of what was going on. My sister was, like, she was in, like, middle school. She was in the eighth grade, so it was, like, a really hard transition for her. It was really hard for my mom because, she has an addiction as well. And my dad, I come from a long line of alcoholics and addicts. So it was a really rough start. My sister had horrible anxiety attacks, and I remember I'd have to hold her hand every day and literally drag her out of the house to the school bus and put her on the bus, because if I didn't, she wouldn't. And I'd wake up at nights with my mom crying, and I'd have to crawl into bed with her. So me being so young and not understanding was, like, good to the point where I could, like, not really deal with it and help them deal. But I don't think it was really good at the same time. As I said, I was really awkward. I was such a really weird little kid. I wasn't, from around, where I lived in Kentucky, it was a really small town. Everybody knew each other. So, like, I was walking into this school where everyone, like, knew each other. Everyone was, like, already, like, really bonded. They'd been going to school with each other since kindergarten. Everybody knew each other's mom. Everyone knew each other's dad. And I'm just like, "Hey, what's up?" So I was kind of a loner. I did really well in school until I hit about the fifth grade, when I started making friends. And even then, like, I was more drawn towards, like, guys. I hung around guys. I was a tomboy from the fifth grade and on, and I really didn't get along with females, and that kind of set problems. a lot of the girls didn't like me hanging out with their boyfriends, and so it was a rough transition from, you know, like, elementary into middle school. I got picked on a lot by the girls. You know, they called me a tomboy, and my last name's Horan. It's spelled H-O-R-A-N, so, you know, with a last name like that, it's not easy to work with, you know. Like, I didn't have much of a defense there. You know, I was, like, really short. I had this big, curly red hair, and I didn't wear makeup. I wasn't like any of the girls. I was, like, into sports. I played sports a lot. And I guess my first drink was probably from, going into fifth grade to the sixth grade. A lot of people always say, like, I remember my first drunk. I don't remember any of it. Like, I remember the first couple shots, and then it was kind of a blackout. And I loved it. Like, I fit in with everybody. Like, I was, like, one of the guys. I was drinking like one of the guys. I was keeping up with the guys, and, like, I was partying and having a grand old time. And I don't know, it just kind of went from there. Drugs are a part of my story. I'm going to try to keep it simply alcohol, to try to keep respect with the traditions. Let's see. I don't know. Middle school was just pretty much drinking, partying, just getting into that scene. It wasn't anything crazy yet. And then high school came. It was rough. As I said, I got picked on a lot. And I got into a lot of fights because I felt like I had to, like, prove myself. And, like, hopefully, you know, after a couple fights, people would stop picking on me. They would realize, like, I'm not one to reckon with, whatever. I don't know what I was trying to prove, but I did. I got suspended a lot from school. I started flunking out of a lot of classes. I was coming to school completely loaded every day. I started dating this guy, and he was into the party scene. Like, he was one of the skateboarder punk types, you know, and that is kind of when stuff started going down a little harder. He introduced me into drugs, and so from drinking and drugging, I'm going to school loaded every day. My first arrest was when I was 16 years old for terroristic threatening. It was a rough one, but I walked into school one day, and I walked into school one day, and I would write my boyfriend these notes every day, and he was going to, like, a correctional type school, like a yeah, I loved this guy so much. So, like, I would write him letters because we rode the same bus, and some of them were just, you know, like, the little high school stuff, like, oh, I love you, I'll see you after school. But, like, some of them were really personal, and he had this friend, and she decided it would be really funny to take all of these notes that he collected over the years that I've written him and tape them around the school. So one day I walk into school, and one of my friends was like, you just need to go home. I was like, you know, like, I'm not trying to skip school today. Like, I'm trying to do the right thing. Like, let me just go to class. And he's like, no, you do not want to be here today. I was like, why? Like, I don't get it. And so I come down this hallway, and my letters are taped all over the lockers, like, in the bathrooms, in the classrooms, in the library, cafeteria, everywhere. Like, I was ripping them out of people's hands, and I was completely trashed. So I thought it'd be a really good idea to go get this girl and start choking her out, and which I continued to do. And we had a cop that worked at the school, and he just happened to be there at the time. And I was, you know, like, telling this girl I was going to kill her and everybody in her family, which I didn't. But I ended up getting arrested for terroristic threatening and for threatening to kill somebody. And I got suspended for school for about 2 weeks. And I just really stopped caring then. I just got really lazy. Like, I didn't have to go to school, so I was just lying on my ass every day. I was drinking and drugging, and that's pretty much, like, how it was. I was very angry. I was a very angry person, and I was a big people pleaser. Like, I was always putting people in front of myself and trying to ignore my, like, my own feelings and just trying to get away, like, no matter what it took. And my senior year came up in 2007. Most people, by the time they got to their senior year, only had to take, like, 4 or 5 classes. I was taking 14 because I was flunking out. Like, and for me to graduate, I had to get a certain amount of credits. And that's, like, the hardest I think I've ever, like, tried anything. Like, I was like, I'm not staying in this hellhole of a school for another year. Like, I'm going to do this. And I ended up graduating in 2007. I got to walk across the stage and everything. I was like, yeah. You know, like, what's up? But I was excited. Like, a lot of people doubted me, and it was really accomplishing. Like, I felt good about myself, and, like, I felt like I had it, you know? Like, I can still drink, and I can still party, and everything be good. I moved out a month after I graduated, and with this wonderful boyfriend of mine, and it just started getting horrible. We were living not even in a one-bedroom. It was, like, one of those you walk in and, like, your kitchen's in your bedroom and your bedroom's in your bathroom type deal apartments, and we had, like, 8 people living there. And it was just drinking and partying every single night. And I was losing jobs. I couldn't hold down a job. So I was, you know, stealing to support my habits. And there was a lot of in and out of jails. It was a really, really dark time. So I decided to get away from him and start dating another alcoholic addict, thinking that was a good idea. It was okay at first. He was very abusive, verbally, physically. Just as I thought I was about, like, ready and willing to leave, I ended up getting pregnant. And I'm like, here's my shot. Like, this is what's gonna help me. Like, this is what's gonna get me on the straight and narrow. Like, I can do this. It didn't. I ended up drinking and using through my whole pregnancy. She was born really premature, extremely sick. She didn't know it. We didn't know if she was gonna make it the first week she was born. She was going through detox really, really bad. She swallowed a bunch of meconium. And even then, like, holding my daughter that sick, you would think, like, this is what's going to do it. Like, this is what's going to straighten my life out. And it didn't. I tried it for, like, a week. I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. But she ended up getting colic. So I'm sitting at home, like, detoxing. And she's sitting there screaming, and I can't make her stop. My stepdad's yelling at me for doing this to my daughter, and the dog's barking because he's yelling at me, and I'm yelling at him. My mom's screaming in the background, and I couldn't do it. I went back out. I went back out for a good 6 months, and I went pretty hard. The guilt was ridiculous. And I guess my bottom, I was sitting in a Shell gas station. I came from Cincinnati. I was sitting in the most ghetto gas station in downtown Cincinnati possible, and I was sitting there on the floor. I was extremely loaded. You know, I was doing a whole bunch of drugs, and I was getting all these text messages. I'm like, who is texting me? Like, I do not have any friends. And I looked down at my phone, and my mom sent me a picture of my daughter's first smile. And I was like, okay, I think it's time. I showed up at my mom's doorstep at 3 o'clock in the morning that morning, completely, like, trashed. I was all tore up. Like, you can tell I've been on this huge bender. And I was like, Mom, like, I'm ready. Like, I can't do this anymore. My life, I was living out of my car. I was living out of my car in the middle of December with a baby at home that needs her mom. I had some warrants out for my arrest, so my mom and me, we went to the jail and I turned myself in. I went to a rehab up in Kentucky. I was there for about 4.5 months. And long story short, my parents are moving down here in a couple months. They have custody of my daughter right now, so I decided to get a jump start. I came down here, I moved into women's empowerment, and I don't know, it's been amazing. I have my family back in my life and my daughter back in my life. I'm doing the right thing today. It feels really good. But I don't know. That was a really quick 15 minutes. But all right, that's all I got. Thanks, everyone.